Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What a gross first half of basketball for both teams. Jason Tatum 0-for, unbelievable, to the point where you thought he was hurt.
I didn't score in the first half. That's unacceptable. I had to play better.
Dale Arnold.
Really what we saw was the Tyler Hero game. I mean, that was a monster game.
The superhero was born last night.
Rich Keefe.
One thing I would have done, though, if I was the Celtics, is not turned it over almost every possession in the fourth quarter.
The damage is done, my friend.
Dale and Keefe, middays.
Now they're down 3-1. You could say goosed, you could say porked, screwed, whatever you want to say.
Dunsky on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Normally Tuesdays and Thursdays. Our buddy Andy Hart from WEEI.com is with us. He is off for today. Fitzy will be back in tomorrow. Michael Irvin will join us tomorrow, as he always does, and we look forward to that.
1 o'clock on that day. 1 o'clock.
All right. 1 o'clock
and
tomorrow.
And Devin McCourty as well, I believe, tomorrow, right? Devin McCourty with us, Jason McCourty on the Greg Hill Show.
So all of that upcoming on tomorrow's program. At this point, none of us want to go quite as far down the Wiggy Cam Stan highway, you know, where he basically wanted to give him $130 million on the plane on the way home from Seattle.
Oh, he just
weekend.
Kept upping. I mean, every time Wiggy's been on, he has increased it. It's like nobody's even giving you a counter. He just keeps raising the total of money that he wants to give Newton.
So he's sort of alone on that part of it. You know, give him all the money in the world, do it now, get it over with, because the price is only going to go up. But aren't we kind of running out of people who don't want to do any kind of a contract extension for Cam Newton? I mean, it's fairly clear, just two games into it, that you certainly did better than what you had here at quarterback, right?
Well, I'm also curious, if it's not Cam Newton, what's the plan?
And we That's had the same, the key.
Right? We had the question last year. We're like, all right, well, what's the plan? Because it seemed like Brady was going to go. As soon as we found out about the contract and how he couldn't be franchised and they didn't give him an extension, we thought he was gone. Or at least it was split. Some people thought he was gone, some people didn't. But you're like, all right, what's your plan? And then it seemed like Brady signed to Tampa, and he didn't really have a plan. It was, well, it was still got Stidham, and we got him in the fourth round. You're like, all right, well, is that really the guy, or is that just all you have left? And then Cam Newton is available, sort of like the perfect storm for the Patriots. He's coming off an injured year, and there's a new head coach in Carolina, so he's going to want to bring in a different guy. They're going to want to do things differently down there. And so Cam Newton signs here. So play it out again. If Cam Newton's not the future quarterback, who on earth is? So, yeah, I think as long as he doesn't get seriously hurt, which is just an obvious statement, Cam Newton's the future quarterback of the team.
Now, the larger question here, and I don't know the answer to this one, is will Cam Newton do a contract extension before the season is out? Or will he bet on himself, I'm going to stay healthy, I'm going to play great, and I'm going to get more money somewhere else when I leave here at the end of the season, because we all know that the Patriots don't throw cash around a whole lot.
Yeah, if you are going to bet on yourself, which he already did as soon as he signed the contract, I think he would want to play it out almost as much as the team would.
And I think the team would want to extend him before the season is done. Not this week, but I'm saying, you know, midway through the season, Thanksgiving, between Thanksgiving and Christmas, somewhere in there. But I don't know if Cam Newton's going to want to do that.
Plus, there's also the, and not to go too deep into the weeds with the cap space stuff, there's also if you sign him now to an extension, you can put some of the signing bonus into this year's cap, and you're so far under this year's cap, and blah, blah, blah. So there's benefit, too, for the Patriots to do that. But if I'm Cam Newton, I ride the whole season out. you know, you have more leverage at that point. And yes, they could franchise you, but the Patriots have a history of, and I know they're paying Joe Tooney right now on the franchise tag, but that's not ideally something they like to do. They might use the tag, but then they're hoping to get an extension from there anyway. And when you're talking about a quarterback franchise tag, that's already a ton of money for one season.
Andy Hart theorized that it's possible that the two sides could have had a wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more agreement going into the season. Hey, look, Cam, you know, just stay healthy, get yourself going, you know, show that you can play the position. We'll get a contract done with you before Thanksgiving. Pick a date, whatever you want. That they've already kind of discussed the idea of doing it. I don't know that that's true. I'm just saying Hart suggested they may have already done that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true either. I mean, I that could be very vague, like the way he talks to the... But he's also not dumb. And Cam looks around at, all right, you have Brian Hoyer. You have Jarrett Stidham, who is in the second year of his four-year rookie contract, and he played two snaps or whatever it was. So he can look around the landscape of the league and say, there was a reason why not a lot of teams wanted Cam Newton. Not because they necessarily thought that he was worse, but a lot of teams are kind of committed. Like, look at the first round draft picks from the last couple of years and who are on teams, or you just happen to have an established star. So there's not as many openings as you one might think. So who are the Patriots going to get? Cam knows that as well as anybody.
Mike Lombardi on the GM Shuffle podcast left little doubt what he thinks is going to happen between the Patriots and Cam Newton.
Cam's going to end up signing an extension in New England. They can't let Cam go. I mean, where are you going to get somebody like that? Like, seriously. Yeah, I know they fell 1 yard short, but, I mean, they're learning about Cam just like Cam's learning about them. I mean, Cam's a legitimate top 10 quarterback in the National Football League.
Yeah, I think he is. I mean, I think at the beginning of the year, there was definitely some debate, and you wanted to see how he looked health-wise, but I think he is a top-10 quarterback. He's only 31 years old. You add that into the where else you're going to go for a quarterback next year, it makes all the sense in the world.
You're not going to be bad enough to draft a franchise quarterback, I don't think.
No, I don't think so either, and you're going to have to you'd have to trade up a ton and all that other stuff to do it. But, no, I think that they are in a position where they're going to want to keep him for the long term. And by long term, I mean, you know, like a 3 or 4 year deal, something like that.
Now, we mentioned Wiggy wants to do it now. He wants to do it today. He wanted to do it yesterday. Teddy Bruschi, who was on with OMF yesterday, suggested that, you know, Bill Belichick extending Cam Newton at this stage of the season would be a little out of character.
Not to burst anybody's bubble, Fitzy, Wiggy, but how realistic is it really that the Pats would sign Cam Newton already to an extension?
That'd be crazy, wouldn't it? I mean, I can't. I hear, I listen to you guys, and I hear Wiggy talking about it, and you guys mention it and bringing up the sound and all that stuff. I'm like, come on, man. It's just way too soon. I don't think it's, I think, well, this is what I think Bill's having fun doing, having fun coaching again. I mean, just coaching to see what the best thing he can get out of a player that's new to him, that he knows he's still seeing how much he can take in terms of the offense and can he expand it and having fun doing that type of thing. That's what Bill's thinking about right now after an abbreviated offseason and 2 games. For Bill to even make a commitment like that would be completely out of character, in my opinion.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to do it now. And I think most
for,
people
for
feel
either
like
side, really, right?
For either side. Because if you loved him so much, you would have given him multiple years right to begin with.
You had legitimate questions. Yeah. I mean, if you're Bill Belichick, you had legitimate questions. He had a shoulder issue. He had a foot issue. Is he healthy?
I don't think after 2 days or after 2 games it means to do that. Like, for example, the Red Sox signed Chris Sale before they needed to, and it was a horrible mistake. Like, you had him for another year. You didn't need to sign him early. And then, oh, my God, your worst fears came true. And then he's getting Tommy John, and who knows when we'll ever see the guy again. Whereas Cam Newton, you got a really team-friendly deal. Why would you want to blow it up after 2 games? Like, yeah, I think you're going to want him. And, like, Wiggy's whole point is, oh, it's going to be more expensive. Well, you're going to have to pay a starting quarterback a lot of money. That's how it works. You either draft them and they're on their rookie deal, or you pay them a lot of money. Even the bad quarterbacks, look around the league and see how much money they're making.
I think there's a real good chance that they will attempt to sign Cam Newton to a contract extension before the season is out. We may never know it because I'm not sure he's going to accept it.
Yeah, and I also believed him when they asked him on Monday, or I guess Tuesday, on the Greg Hill Show about, you know, the contract and money and everything else, and he was really like, that's not on my radar. Like, that's not, I'm not concerned with that. And I know a lot of athletes would say that, although Tom Brady didn't. Tom Brady said, don't you think I'm in line for a raise? Ask the owner and all that other stuff. Ask Mr. Kraft. So I guess maybe not all athletes say it, but I actually believed Cam Newton when he said, like, he's not really worried about it. He's banked over $120 million just from playing, not even all the endorsements, and he's had a bunch of endorsements. So he's not solely focused right now on money, so I don't think he would want to sign a deal right now.
Now, I know it's 2 weeks in, and I know everything changes, and, you know, they go out and get bounced this weekend by the Raiders. The narrative around here will be totally different, but we mentioned this earlier. The Action Network has updated their odds to win NFL MVP. And they've got Russell Wilson as the favorite. None of us would disagree with that. I think everybody would agree with that. Then they've got Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes tied for second at plus 500. Aaron Rodgers at plus 800. Kyler Murray at plus 1400. And then in a three-way tie at plus 2000, Josh Allen, Dak Prescott, Cam Newton. By the way, that's ahead of where Tom Brady is. He's at 3300. So he's already in the top 7-8 guys in the league.
So
in terms of MVP favorites are concerned,
do you really think that right now Cam Newton has a better chance of being the MVP than Tom Brady?
Through 2 weeks, I say yes.
Do
I think it'll end that way? No.
Okay, that's my question. Who's played better through the first 2 weeks?
Yeah, through the first 2 weeks, Cam's played better.
Cam's played better. Josh Allen has played better through
better
2 weeks
than any of them.
Than probably everybody but Wilson.
Yeah,
Like, I don't even think he'll be a Pro Bowler. Like, I think the AFC is just too loaded. Like, it's going to be Mahomes, it's going to be Lamar Jackson, and either Deshaun Watson or maybe Cam Newton. So as good as Josh Allen is, the guy's probably going to have to be like a Pro Bowl alternate or something. But through 2 weeks, he's been great. I still think I'm not going to move too far off of my preseason prediction. I don't think you should do that after two games. I think Tom Brady still has a better chance of being the league MVP than Cam Newton.
Well, he carries a certain cachet. Now, look, Newton's been an MVP as well.
Right.
But Tom Brady carries the mantle of, you know, arguably the greatest quarterback who ever lived. He's going to get an advantage when it comes to an MVP nod.
And I could be wrong, but I think eventually it's going to kind of click, and his numbers are going to be a little bit more gaudy and a little bit more MVP-esque. Like
Well, he's had some injury issues with his wide receivers,
right.
And... you know, Godwin will be playing this weekend, wasn't playing before.
And like, Cam Newton has one touchdown pass in 2 weeks, right?
And really good receiver.
And I know he's got a bunch of rushing touchdowns, too, and that'll be factored in. We just saw Lamar Jackson win the MVP a year ago. But I think, you know, Brady has a much better chance to be the 4,000-yard passer, the 30-plus touchdown guy, like all of that stuff. Because I think both will win the division. I think that part of it will be a wash. I think both will be, you know, 10-6. Maybe the Bucks might end up being a little bit better. We'll see. But I think they're both going to win the division. Because that's kind of where you start. For league MVP, you take, all right, where are all the best teams? What do the quarterbacks do? Who have the best stats for quarterbacks? And so they'll both be in the conversation. But I still think Brady has a leg up on them.
So Cam Newton told Greg Hill on Tuesday that he doesn't need any more wide receivers. The answers are in that room over there. We disagree with him in that regard, and I understand politically he has to answer a certain way anyway.
Yeah, I thought it was a great answer, but
it was great.
Right, but you could use some help.
But now the question is, if you disagree, we do. We think that the Patriots need to get some receiving help, some tight end help. Max Kellerman, in fact, because I know you know and respect Max's football acumen and opinions.
Mm-hmm. I agree with him.
Well, you will this time.
Yep.
Because he knows exactly what the Patriots should do at wide receiver.
I think Cleveland should think very carefully about trading Odell to the Patriots now instead of later, and I'll tell you why. Odell Beckham has no connection with a Baker Mayfield. You can see that.
None.
This dude wants to be, obviously, in a place with a coach and a quarterback where he could also get to the next level. This dude also has his money, also has a reputation. Oh, Odell's a malcontent and all that stuff. We know Belichick loves him, right? Like, Belichick was after him at a certain point. If Cam had a receiver like that on that team, if Belichick could put a receiver like that with Cam Newton, there's the next Patriots dynasty. Odell!
He's 100% right. Odell and
you're
Baker.
You like Max Kellerman today, don't
yes.
you?
Yes, oh, of course. Because don't you think, I mean, there's something missing there with Odell and Baker. And I know Odell was hurt last year. He played through it. He's still at over 1,000 yards. But he wasn't the same guy that he was in his first few years with the Giants. And we know he and Cam get along. We were playing the stuff from their podcast or whatever their show, their YouTube show at nauseam. They'd be great. And I think Odell certainly respects Belichick. And I think the idea, like, he wants to be on a winner. I think he wanted to play with Brady, but I think he also would love to play with Cam Newton. And that seems like the missing piece.
How much, I know they worked out some in the summer together. How much did Cam and Odell Beckham Jr. work out? Because there wasn't there video of him throwing
oh, did
to him
they?
At some point?
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, they clearly get along. And that's sort of like the missing piece. Like, if you have Odell Beckham to compliment Julian Edelman, and then that way there's not as much pressure on N'Keal Harry or Damir Bird to have big games. Maybe they still will, but it's, you don't have to rely on it as much. I think just the whole team is better. Think about how, especially even just the Patriots running game, like, you can't put one guy out on Odell Beckham. Like, they'll just, you know, hot rod out of that and boom, right, get right to him. So that would be perfect. And big name guys or, you know, perceived malcontents have been traded to the Patriots and signed by the Patriots a million times over. So that one would be great.
And we know for a fact, well, because Wiggy and Fitzy were there apparently, that Odell Beckham Jr.'s mom in a suite at Gillette Stadium was extolling the virtues of her kid playing in Gillette and for Bill Belichick. So at least Odell Beckham Jr.'s mom wants him to come here.
Well, and most importantly, I think part of that story was wants him out of Cleveland. Like, it does not want to be there in
much.
Cleveland. And so, I don't know. I think it's a possibility. You know, the head coach there now inherited him. So maybe he's like, you know, he's good, but maybe we need help somewhere else, or we're still a ways away from winning, so let's try to beef up, you know, get a player and a pick and kind of and go from there. You know, is Odell Beckham, are they going to win that many more games in Cleveland with him versus how many they're going to lose without him? Whereas a team like New England, maybe that pushes them over the top.
And just to update something Rich told you earlier, courtesy of Mike Reese, who's at Patriots practice, David Andrews, who was not at practice yesterday, is at practice today. That's the good news, Rich.
Yeah?
The bad news isn't quite as good.
That's why it's the bad news.
Yeah, he's got a wrap or cast, according to Reese, covering his right thumb up to the wrist. He did go through the drills in the media access portion of the practice today. He was out there, but to your point, I mean, the normal snap you could probably handle. What's shotgun snap going to be like? If he's got a big cast or wrap or something on that,
well, I don't even know how the normal snap would work. If you have a cast around your thumb, you can't like squeeze a football that well, I wouldn't imagine.
And he snaps with his right hand, right?
I think so. I'm pretty sure. Somebody needs to get on that. We got to figure that out. I'm pretty sure it's his right hand. If it's not, then who cares? Then he's good to go. I don't know how many guys can snap with both hands either. That's gonna be a real trick. Is he ambidextrous?
Is that what he's working on?
He does in fact snap with his right hand.
Yeah. So they're screwed. That's not great. Can you move him to guard for a game?
Well, theoretically, yeah.
Tooney's played all over. Tooney played like every spot on the line in college.
You know, Karras, who played center last year when Andrews was gone, is also gone.
Yep, he's in Miami.
So you can't move him in there. I mean, I know they have a quote-unquote backup center. I don't know who it is.
But if he's practicing, like, I wonder what that means. Like,
that he plans on playing.
Right. Yeah, that I would imagine is tricky. Maybe guys in the history of the league have snapped. I never played the O-line. Can you chime in on this?
I did. I played the O-line a little bit here.
Could you snap the ball with a broken thumb?
Probably not. So you might be able to do a lot of shotgun snaps with a broken thumb, but it would be very difficult, I feel like, on the transfer under center.
Yeah. Yikes. That's something worth keeping an eye on, I would say.
By the way, Hjalti Froholt is the slated... Hjalti Froholt, I believe is his name. I don't really know his name. He seems to be the backup center, according to the ESPN.
Is he working
depth
on
chart.
Getting the ring to Mordor?
Yes.
Perfect joke.
Well done.
Yeah, but...
Actually, I'm pretty sure he's piloting his Viking ship.
Okay. The fact that he's practicing, though, I would assume he's going
to
play?
He plans to play.
Like, because we just see him like stretching and stuff, and you can stretch with like a broken thumb or wrist or whatever, but you can't... Did anybody see him snapping? Did Reese mention that?
He didn't. Okay. He just said that he was going through drills during the media access portion.
All right.
But I think that was a lot of those, you know, high kicking things. The things when Cam is usually dancing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's got the energy. We've heard.
But my guess is,
well, the cast be off in 3 days.
It won't be off in 3 days, but they're gonna do a workaround.
All right, we'll see.
Yeah, because even if it's just a wrap, I feel like a wrap would be much easier to use at least.
But you got to squeeze the ball.
Yeah, but he has a wrap in a lot of his pictures. So like when he's in game, it looks like his right hand is wrapped up a lot of the time anyways. Mm. So as long as it's not an actual physical like plaster cast, I bet he'll probably be fine.
And Reese went out of his way to say, in effect, he couldn't tell. He said it was a black wrap slash cast because, you know, from where he was, you can see the black down from the thumb up to the up over the wrist, but you can't tell, to Shime's point, if it's a hard cast, if it's just a wrap.
Oh, okay.
It looks kind of just like one of those black braces you buy at a pharmacy.
Oh, yeah. If it's just that, then you could snap. I thought when he said cast, I was thinking you can't snap with a
cast. I mean,
cast.
This picture's not very detailed because it's kind of far away, but that would be my
Reese, you got to get closer or like zoom in on the phone or something. What are we doing?
Mike Reese being hauled out by Patriot security, mm-hmm. dragged out by his heels across the field down there or something.
You got to do, you know, get your job done. That's what it takes. It's the biggest story in New England right now.
Or get our job done, yeah. Whichever the case is. We're happy to do that. 617-779-7937. We've got our take that needs a 180, and it will be presented by somebody from our own staff, but not named Wiggy. Because I know he kind of dominates that category many times.
He does.
Somebody else will present a take that needs a 180. That's still to come. It's Dale and Keefe, and it's time to trend.
Now back to Dale and Keefe.
I'll let this cat out of the bag
on WEEI.
All right, it is time for this week's take that needs a 180, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you recently began struggling with your weight, or maybe you've been for years, take control. Lose weight, then keep it off with the solution for weight loss, Awaken 180 Weight Loss. So, you know, Rich, this segment, you know, the take that needs a 180, let's be honest, oftentimes does include Jermaine Wiggins as part of the thing.
Yeah, it's usually the Wiggy take that needs a 180. They haven't usually. All been him, but I would say he's the leader in the clubhouse.
And by the way, since he started his own Awaken 180 Weight Loss program, he looks tremendous. Mm-hmm. But this does actually include somebody from the Greg Hill Show.
Oh, okay.
Heard Mornings, but it is not Jermaine Wiggins this time. No.
Danielle?
No. Oh,
I'm stupid.
Oh, there he is.
Easy.
There he is.
It includes that guy who sets the sports tone for the market.
He sure does.
Chris Curtis.
The culprit here are Boston Celtic honks.
Ooh.
That is why this team is now on year 18 with Danny Ainge, with only one title to show for it. Celtics fans enable mediocrity. They do not demand championships. Celtics fans are so defensive about their own team and who's a top 10 player and who's a top 15 player. And don't say this about Brad. And Danny Ainge is brilliant because he has an unprotected Memphis Grizzlies pick in 3 years. It is pathetic. Celtics fans, it is time that you demand championships. You have the most titles of any team in NBA history, but this generation of Celtics fans is very, I guess there's a malaise about them.
Setting the dialogue for the city of Boston is sort of why I do it.
So you're suggesting that could use a 180, perhaps. So what happened here is Curtis hates the NBA, he hates basketball, and he's just taking it out on Celtics fans. He himself is not a Celtics fan.
Couldn't you just have stopped with Curtis hates?
Yeah, maybe I could. He hates
insert
it,
item.
And he also doesn't like the fact that people enjoy the Celtics. However, blaming the fans for the team not winning is insane.
They should have pitchforks and torches
now,
down outside
you,
the Celtics
you,
offices.
It's a good segment on the Greg Hill Show. If you can get up early enough at 6 o'clock, it's a good segment. They do the lead, but what happens is they try to out hot take each other. And that's why Curtis is blaming the fans for the Celtics not winning a title. Wiggy wants them to fire Danny Ainge. That's the problem with that. You have to manufacture sometimes, and that's what the takes end up being. So I would say, if you think that the fans are the ones kind of calling the shots and they don't care that the Celtics don't win, don't you think Isaiah Thomas would have gotten a contract for life?
Yes.
Wouldn't Isaiah Thomas, especially after he had that monster game after the death of his sister, and everybody loved Isaiah Thomas. You think
still
he would have gone anywhere?
They still love him in this town.
You think Avery Bradley would have gone anywhere, or Jay Crowder? Fans, they love the guys who are on their team, and that's what makes them fans and super fans. But Danny Ainge, kind of lumping them in together here, he doesn't take the lead from the fans and say, oh, you guys like Isaiah? All right, max contract. Remember, we even had that conversation, Dale. We're like, should Isaiah be a max contract player? Now, he ended up getting hurt and kind of all unfortunately
everything
for him.
Sort of blew up for him.
Didn't really materialize. But at one point, we're like, yeah, you know what? Based on what they're going to do. Also, I would say Celtics fans, for the most part, and NBA fans are pretty intelligent. And they know for the last several years, were you really going to beat Curry, Thompson, and Durant? Were you going to beat them? Were you going to beat LeBron? And after Pierce and Garnett and Allen left, and you realize that, you know what, they don't have it anymore. It was then LeBron's conference, and then it was the Warriors League. So what were you going to do? What were you really going to do? Just fire your team president, who did win you a title, got you to another NBA Finals, and I think he's done a pretty good job of rebuilding this team. They missed the playoffs once. That long rebuild that Doc Rivers didn't want to be a part of, they missed the playoffs once. Then they've been in the playoffs every year since. Now, this year, I'm with you. This year, when they lose this series, it's going to be really disappointing. But in the other years, for the most part, they've gotten the most out of what they have.
And as we pointed out, assuming that they lose Friday night or Game 6, whenever it is, they get eliminated by the Miami Heat. What do you think ownership and management is going to do here? I mean, they're going to trade away Jason Tatum. They're going to trade away Jalen Brown.
No, but I'm saying...
What do you want? No, I'm saying
For Danny's perspective, but I'm saying...
What are they going to do?
But I'm saying for the fans, that's the one...
Fans don't want any of those people gone.
No. But what I'm saying is... He thinks that the fans like don't really hold the Celtics accountable for things. But I would say for most part, they've gotten the most out of it. Like they made the conference finals in a year when Kyrie got hurt. You know, they've made the conference finals with Isaiah Thomas as their best player. So they weren't always supposed to be a title team. But this year, the way things went, they should have made it to the NBA Finals, and they didn't. So you should get on them for this year. You should be upset about this year. But Curtis is talking about like 17 years of Celtics basketball and a whole generation of fans and blaming them for not winning. That to me doesn't make any sense.
All right, so Chris's take that needs a 180 might be considered the bad news. But fear not, because we also have some good news today.
Line?
Ah, there it is.
The Red Sox magic number is 4.
How about this, Dale? 4. The magic number for the Red Sox is 4. That means just 4 days left in
this
misery of a season.
For those of you keeping score at home, that means Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, boy. Some of you may have lost track of time on this, but there's 4 days left, and then it is all over. And then it is on to a new season. I don't know how that one's going to go, but I do know that this one is going to end in just 4 days.
So while we don't expect there will be a whole lot of changes to the Celtics roster from this season until the next, we do expect there will be a lot of changes as far as the Red Sox are concerned.
There better be.
There would have to be.
There better be a ton of changes because up and down the roster, you can look at it. There's like 2 guys that you want. The pitching staff needs a rehaul. Now, some of it's
going to
be
injuries.
By the
way, I said you wanted to keep the left side of your infield. Part of that left side of your infield has not been good this year at all.
No.
Rafael Devers has fallen off the planet.
You know who had a really
by his standards.
You know who had a really good year? Mookie Betts.
No kidding.
Who
no
do you
kidding.
Think?
Shocker.
Which position player do you think had the highest WAR in all of baseball?
Was it Mike Trout?
It was not Mike Trout.
No.
You want another guess? I mentioned him.
By the way, you'll hear from him in what else you got coming up in just a few minutes as well.
Yeah,
to rub salt in the wounds.
He's had a heck of a year.
So we have talked about this. We have said, I'm not blaming Ron Renicky for what happened here. I mean, this season, this dumpster fire of a season is not the fault of the Red Sox manager. But I still think, ultimately, they're probably or likely will make a change in that position. And Lou Maloney from OMF said he keeps hearing that there may be a change in that position as well.
I've said this before a few times, you know, based on previous conversations that I wasn't sure, you know, whether Alex would want to come back. I think he's going to manage again. But I wondered if he wanted to come back to this market, given how it ended and just, you know, the big market, the scrutiny. And, you know, do you want to come back and have a fan base, kind of a portion of the fan base just not want you back before you even screw up a call or screw up something during the season? But I thought he would manage maybe in a small market. And recently, I would say that that opinion of mine has changed because I think he wants to come back here. I think he wants to be the manager of this place. I think he loves Boston. I think he loved his time here, and he would love to get an interview and have an opportunity to manage this team again.
Then why fire him if you're going to bring him back?
Yeah, I mean,
isn't that weird? Like,
I guess the one fly in the ointment here is, does Heim Bloom want him?
that's the number one thing. Heim should be able to hire the guy. And if he wants Alex Cora, then so be it. Then that'll be their guy. But if not, let Heim Bloom do it. Otherwise, you're kind of stepping on his toes and you're not letting him do the job that you hired him to do.
All right, so you hired him. But let's say John Henry, you know, they sit in an office together, he and Heim, and John Henry says, I really kind of would like to bring Alex back.
And I would say to him, well, then why'd you let him go?
But at that point, if you're Heim Bloom, do you say, well, I don't want him back, so I guess I got to go? Because I don't think he will.
No, but then that's sort of like, isn't it the first warning sign that it's not really your job? Like, I think, do you want him to...
And by the way, we have no idea if he wants him or not. I mean,
no,
we're
we don't.
Theorizing.
But my point is, let him pick the guy.
Right.
Like, do you think, do you think Ben Charrington wanted Bobby Valentine?
No.
Of course he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Poor guy
not.
Had to go up there. I remember I was sitting there in the press conference where he was like, yeah, we wanted him. I'm like, no, you didn't.
No,
we know that you
did.
Didn't. The guy that's sitting two seats over from you is the one who hired him. So that's the whole thing. Like, I thought when you bring in Dave Dombrowski, you hire him to do his job. And he's going to trade away the farm system. He's going to spend a lot of money, but he's going to give you a winner. That's what you let him do. Heim Bloom, a little bit different story. And he's going to be working very closely with the manager. So it better be somebody that he wants.
I mean, it's unfair, as I said, for Ron Renicky, but ultimately it's what I think is going to happen. But I'm hearing some thoughts and some talk out there that he actually wouldn't mind going back to be a bench coach here again.
Yeah, and I think that's kind
that
of...
if Alex came back, he'd be okay. Now, they would make it worth his while financially, obviously, but he wouldn't be necessarily totally against going back into the position he had.
And I think that the door is definitely open because you remember even at that really weird press conference, because it was a mutual parting of the ways, and they were there, but they were... they like loved Cora, and that's why we're like scratching our heads. We're like, well, then hang on to him for the year, and then he can come back. And that was before we even knew that the year was going to look like it did—just 60 games and, you know, just a weird season.
Well, and at that point, they hadn't yet lowered the boom on the Red Sox. Remember?
Well,
this was all about the Houston thing, and you know, we were saying, well, let's wait and see what they. But they didn't wait to see what they said about the Red Sox.
And I also found it comical, although accurate, yes, but also still comical. Where this morning, Sam Kennedy was on the Greg Hill show and they were asking him about Cora, and he's like, well, he's serving his suspension right now for what happened with the 2017 Astros.
Right.
Which is true, but
it is true.
But give me a break. Give me a break. If it was solely just the Astros stuff, I don't think they would have fired him. But
I think they feared that they were going to be, you know, slapped all over with the same brush.
Right. So
I think
how
they
do you
thought.
Not know? But how do you not know? Don't you sit there with Cora and be like, Cora, did you do it here? Yes, no? Like,
well, what if he said, no, I didn't, but they're going, well, he's saying that. What else are you going to say?
Well, then you think he's a liar and you don't trust him, then you're definitely not going to hire him back.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's going to be the manager here next year. Lou's hearing that he wants to come back and manage here again. Do you think that he's going to be the manager here next year?
I mean, as long as if Heim Bloom wants him, then it seems like he would be. But I think there'll be some pushback. Like, I think... It can't be Ron Renicky. Like, it's going to have to be somebody to maybe give you a little shot in the arm type of thing. But I don't know. I think there's probably a good amount of fans that think he did cheat. And it's like, all right, are you okay with that? Are you going to welcome him back in there? Is he going to be as good without the cheating? Like, I think that's a fair question, too.
The Astros stuff, for all the heat and bluster of spring training and before COVID shut everything down, I mean, it's kind of fallen by the wayside, hasn't it? I mean, you're not having Astros players getting plunked every other day like you thought you were going to get.
No, but
it started that way.
Players still hate him, though. Like, obviously, the Joe Kelly thing is the most memorable thing from the year. But if you just follow any kind of like baseball Twitter, like, there's plenty of guys that make comments about, you know, those players not being suspended and stealing signs. Like, there's still a lot of players, I think, that hold a grudge around the league.
Well, you mentioned Mookie a few minutes ago just to rub salt in the wounds for Red Sox fans.
He had a great year.
He did have a great year. We'll hear from Mookie in What Else You Got. It's coming up next, Sports Radio WEEI.
Ready for more?
Dale and Keith on WEEI.
All right, let's get to a couple of stories we might have missed earlier in the program.
What else you got?
Shime, why don't you kick it off for us here today?
So as we know from Free Money, previously when there were no real sports here in the United States, I was betting a lot on soccer. I am somewhat of a soccer fan.
Yep.
And one of my favorite soccer players of all time is the one and only Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Of course.
Because he is the nuts. Biggest personality I have ever seen. And he is crazy, but in a great way, Dale. I love it. And so actually, Zlatan tested positive for COVID-19 and tweeted out, "I tested negative to COVID yesterday and then positive today. No symptoms whatsoever. COVID had the courage to challenge me. Bad idea."
Oh, in your face.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic might just cure COVID altogether.
He might be the
literally
cure for
beat
this
it
thing.
Into submission.
All right. Well, I like that.
What else you got?
All right, John.
So John Gruden had his press conference earlier today, and he was asked about none other than Cameron Newton.
I think it's amazing. I honestly, I don't know how he's done it. He's taken a lot of hits in the pocket, like most quarterbacks do. I mean, they run power plays to his left. He's taking people on with his right shoulder. He gets up and throws a bullet across the field. I don't know how he does it. But again, I haven't seen many guys walk through my doors that look like Cam. I call him Slam Newton. That was the nickname I gave him. He is a power forward playing quarterback. I'm glad to see him healthy again, by the way.
He's not going to be happy to see him healthy on Sunday, though, when he runs for a million yards and throws for a million yards against the Raiders.
Slam Newton? Is that going to catch on, do you think?
Can you even name a cornerback for the Oakland Raiders?
A corner?
Las Vegas Raiders?
For the Las Vegas Raiders? Nande Osmond.
Darian Conley. Is he on there?
I think they're
Charles
both
Woodson.
No longer on the team.
All right, well.
I mean, let's be honest. You're going to slip and say Oakland Raiders. I think I did it once earlier this week. You're going to slip and say San Diego Chargers. I mean, it's just going to happen with some of these relocations, right?
St. Louis Rams.
Always.
I still hung up on
that.
What else you got?
Rich?
Well, we've been doing some on this dates, I feel like, during what else you got
at
times. This is one of my favorite sports moments. This would take you back 20 years ago to the day. The 49ers played the Dallas Cowboys. One of my favorite players of all time, Terrell Owens, had himself a day.
Garcia off the plate, then rolling right at the touchdown. Terrell Owens. Where's he going?
Right to the center of the stadium. Right to the Dallas Cowboys logo. Garcia to Owens. Touchdown. Owens again heading for midfield. There he goes.
And there's going to be a penalty on George T because he's going to clock him. So Owens is going to show him up again. And T just said, the heck with it. This game's over anyway. I'm just going to take a cheap shot at him.
One of the best. One of the all-time great receivers.
And by the
players.
Way, still thinks he should be playing now in the NFL.
And you know what? He probably's got a few grabs in him.
He could probably play better than some of the guys we've seen on the football
field. Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, he's way better than Jacoby Myers is right now. There's no doubt. He should be the only active Hall of Famer, Terrell Owens.
What else you got?
So The Ringer, among their podcasts, they have a podcast called R2C2 with CeCe Sabathia and Ryan Ruocco. And among their guests, you know, they've had a bunch of different guests, but the one that dropped today included Mookie Betts, and it gave us an opportunity to hear about Betts. He was very forthcoming, more than you were used to when he was here with the Red Sox, but he talked about when he got traded to the Los Angeles Dodgers.
When you was going through the process of, like, getting traded, were there other teams? Because I never even heard any other teams, like, rumored. It was just, like, all of a sudden, like, Mookie's going to the Dodgers.
It went down to San Diego and here. And so
win-win right there.
Yeah. The only thing that really sucks is taxes.
Taxes suck. He did, by the way.
So I would say money. I would say money mattered quite a bit.
Yeah, it did. He did later on in the podcast, kind of put the Red Sox over, to use a wrestling term. You know, he said they handled things very professionally. They kept him abreast of what was going on. But I had not heard that San Diego was an option until then. Maybe you had, but until Mookie made it official.
Now, imagine Mookie Betts playing with Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado out there. They're pretty good. Although the Dodgers, very good team as well. So Mookie's in a good spot here for a while.
And as you pointed out earlier, probably going to be the MVP, right?
Yeah, he'll be in the mix. I mean, they vote on WAR a lot, but I wonder if in a shortened season if they'll go in another direction. But he's got to be on the short list.
He had a monster season, not a surprise, and he's going to continue to have monster seasons. He's going to be one of the best two or three players in baseball for the foreseeable future, I would say.
I think that's true. I wouldn't be surprised, though, because what did he sign a 10 or 12 year deal? I wonder if
you know, half of that.
Yeah, we didn't think he was going to be. Yeah, we don't think he's going to be good for the duration.
No, you knew he was going to be good this year. You know he's going to be good next year, but we'll see what happens. And if he ends up going through like an Andrew McCutchen type of breakdown later on, or does maybe he buck the trend? Maybe he's a rare little guy that you know plays into his mid 30s and late 30s at a high level.
For tomorrow's show, Fitzy's back.
All right.
He's our Monday, Wednesday, Friday guy. Fitzy will be back. Michael Irvin will be with us at 1 o'clock. Devin McCourty, one of the Patriots captains, will join us tomorrow as well. It's a Patriots Friday, but we got a bunch of football that we'll talk about tomorrow. OMF is coming up next. Fellas, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Goodbye, everybody.
It's hard to win a playoff game.
That's all, folks.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.